Let us join our hearts in prayer. God, none is dearer to us than you. No word is truer than yours. Just reveal yourself to us this day. Help us open our hearts to you. Help us join the children's song. In these words, God, may we find strength for the week ahead. God, you are our rock and our redeemer. We give you thanks. Amen. Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. And if you'd like to follow along in your pew Bibles, you can do that on page 83 of the New Testament. Listen to God's word. After he, being Jesus, had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And when he had come near Bethpage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.'" And so those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord needs it." And then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. And as he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully and with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Now some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." But he answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would cry out." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. The children sang. On that bright Jerusalem day, the children sang. The sun was high above and the morning chores were done. And they had all met out on the streets as they did every day around this time. Dirt kicked up behind them as they ran and played, chasing one another, laughing and giggling. And they stopped only for the occasional passing by of a staunch Pharisee or a surveying Roman soldier. And as these adults passed, their play continued. They were lost in a world of their own creating when suddenly a strange sight crested the hill. Off in the distance, a full-grown man riding a hardly grown donkey. It was a battle of wills. The man's will to make the donkey go versus the donkey's will to buck him off. And these children, these beautiful, wonderful, spirit-filled, full of life children, they knew at once what was going on. They had heard of the men traveling the countryside. They had heard of this man traveling the countryside, teaching, preaching, binding up the brokenhearted, and they had hoped he would come to Jerusalem too. They were naive of the dangers that awaited Jesus in Jerusalem, aware only of the promises Jesus fulfilled. The kingdom of God was made known in Jesus. The love of God reigns in all of their hearts, in all of creation, for their people and for all people. And so naturally, their play turned to praise. They grabbed up whatever they could, their tossed aside cloaks they had already thrown to the side in the heat of their play. They picked them back up, and those who didn't have them, they grabbed the palms from the branches above them, and they ran to him in absolute joy. They rush to lay down their collection of cloaks and palms, and they pray and praise. They rush to lay it all down before the donkey, making for Jesus a royal path into Jerusalem. A royal path for this most humble journey. The Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has the power to save, makes his way to Jerusalem from the outskirts, from the margins, straight into the city center. And they will not let him pass without the proper praise. They dance, they jump with joy, and they run alongside that donkey who himself now seems to be gaining confidence with the children's cheers. And imagine one little girl. She hears something stirring in her heart. She was a special little girl. Her favorite place was within the temple walls. She knew every psalm by heart. She lived for festival days like Passover, which was just a few days away. And on the days when the community of faith processed, be it to the fields to pray for the crops or to the streets to pray for the city's protection, she walked fast, trying to keep pace with the processional leaders, all, of course, of whom were men. But this little girl, she was a child of God's own choosing, and she heard within her soul a familiar tune. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. It started within, but soon it made its way out, a lone voice singing, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And soon enough, her peers picked up and joined her voice. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. It grew louder and louder until all those gathered, the multitude of disciples crying out, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Even the most cynical adults, they recognized what was going on. They knew who was passing before them, and they joined in her song of that old familiar psalm, and together they shouted, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And their cheers continued. Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Blessed are you, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. All glory, laud, and honor were his. They were no longer aware of those staunch Pharisees standing among them silently. And they had forgotten about the surveying Roman soldiers making a note of this uprising. They were only aware that God was doing a marvelous thing right before their very eyes. The stone that the builders rejected was becoming before them the cornerstone. This person that the world dismissed, this carpenter's son, this born to an unwed mother from the hill country, this nobody, he was the one with the power to save. That rejected Nazarene, He was the one who came in God's name. He was the one who brought light to the whole world. He was the one who gave God's word life. He was God's steadfast love made known. And on this cornerstone would be their salvation. And so, led by the children, following the Christ and full of the Holy Spirit, on that first Palm Sunday, their heartbreak and their hopelessness gave way to praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And their skepticism and their sinfulness gave way to praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And their doubt and their disbelief gave way to praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Their voices joined those of the angels that had announced his birth to the shepherds, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. And from the children's song, and from the story told, and from the multitude of disciples processing in praise, God still speaks to us today, asking, will you join in? Will you let the love of God break through your own heartbreak and hopelessness, your own cynicism and skepticism and sinfulness? Will you let the love of God break through your doubt and disbelief? Will you join in? Will you sing that old familiar song that's stirring in your heart, the one that God put there? Will you sing it without fear? Will you join in? Will you lay before Christ whatever you can find, creating for him a path worthy in your own life? Will you join in? Will you process with Jesus in the streets, giving feet to your prayers, feet that move out into the world, no matter where this procession leads you? Spoiler alert. Will you join in? Will you dare to call out, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Save us from the things within that haunt us, and save us from the things without that oppress us. Hosanna, save us, Messiah Most High. Will you join in? And will you join in with the marvelous thing that God is surely doing right before your very eyes, if only you have eyes to see? Will you join in? Will you join in? It's a question that is perhaps a bit harder for us to answer this side of that first Good Friday. We know what's coming. We know the fullness of God's love, which is love to the point even of death, and death on a cross at that. We know something of what this praise will cost those who follow him. And we know, when we're honest with ourselves, that we are just as likely to join in with the other song that will be sung this week. We are just as likely to join in with this crowd as we are with Friday's crowd. We're like that multitude who today sing praises on Sunday, but come Friday, we're shouting death. Crucify him. It's a week's journey. Take it. Don't skip from Sunday to Sunday. Feel the feeling of each day this most holy week, the highs and the lows, and know that God is with you on that journey. The promise of God's steadfast love is sure, and it is fulfilled in the life, death, and resurrection of the one who, on this day, processed on an unridden donkey into Jerusalem. It is a week's journey. Take it. But today is Sunday, and today the children sing. And the only question before us is, will we join in? And if not us, then the stones and the rocks, because one way or another, the whole world will know, blessed is Jesus, who comes in God's name, bringing forth the kingdom of God. Amen.